maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday. And one thing that I want you guys to know, I got a text message last night from the state party chair, State Senator Jim Runstedt of the Michigan Republican Party. And it was kind of interesting because the party is going to start hosting debates among the governor candidates. And it got me thinking, I wonder if Jack Bergman is going to agree to debate Justin Michael. And it was really interesting because the story that came out of the Midwesterner, Michigan Republicans to host series of gubernatorial debates in Sparta, Roseville, and Traverse City. Michigan Republican Party will host a series of gubernatorial debate forums in the coming weeks. Coming weeks. Folks, the primary isn't until August of next year, and they're already lining up debates to connect the voters with Republican candidates and to rally grassroots support. These debates will play a pivotal role in the success of the 2026 election cycle, said Michigan Republican Party Chair Senator Jim Runstedt, Republican of White Lake. We are excited to host them in three different regions of the state, giving voters across Michigan the opportunity to hear directly from our gubernatorial candidates. The events are going to be scheduled for October 29th in Sparta, November 4th in Roseville, Macomb County, and here in northern Michigan, November the 18th at the Great Wolf Lodge in Traverse City, where GOP officials will work to broaden the party's grassroots donor base and enlarge membership to the party. The Michigan GOP is finalizing conservative-leaning moderators for each event and press credentials and expect to announce additional details in the coming days. While it's unclear which candidates will attend, numerous Republicans are running for governor in 2026. U.S. Congressman John James, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, former House Speaker Tom Leonard, former Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox, truck driver Anthony Hudson, political organizer Carla Wagner, and Pastor Ralph Rebrandt. Rebrandt is a pastor who ran in 2022, and he's running again. The announcement follows just weeks after the Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference on Mackinac Island, where officials and strategists laid out policy objectives focused on reducing crime, cutting government waste, and improving Michigan's economy and energy reliability. Imagine a Michigan that leads America once again, said House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain, who spoke at the event. That's the future I think we are building here. Polling for the Michigan governor's race has been sparse since this spring, when several current candidates were not included in surveys that had very small sample sizes. But campaign finance reports through late July show some candidates are clearly outpacing others as far as money raised. Mike Cox reported the most through July 20th, nearly $2.4 million. Nesbitt came in second at $2.29 million. James was at $2.27 million. Leonard, $646,318. And Anthony Hudson only had $13,682. Carla Wagner was not required to file a campaign report since she just recently announced her run for governor. The Michigan governor's race is expected to be, by political observers, highly competitive, with at least four Democrats vying for the nomination. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, and the former mayor of Cape Coral, Florida, Marnie Sawicki. These candidates are also competing against Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, who ditched the Democratic Party to run as an independent and has since racked up scores of endorsements from both sides of the political aisle. Over the last century, party affiliation for Michigan's governor has flipped between Democrats and Republicans 13 times. But there hasn't been a governor that wasn't a member of one of those parties since 1841, when Whig James Wright Gordon served for 1 year. The 2026 race for Michigan's top office is one of 36 governorships. It will be on the ballot nationwide, and one of five in Democratic states where President Donald Trump won just last year, November 5th, 2024. Those other Democratic-leaning states that Donald Trump won: Arizona, Kansas, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, who will all have governor's races next year. The Midwesterner is conducting a series of diner interviews with a host of candidates vying for higher office in 2026, including Michigan's Republican gubernatorial candidates. The interviews will be published on the Midwesterner's news website. Eric Nesbitt was the first last month, with more planned for the coming months. So I'm actually glad that they're going to allow Anthony Hudson and Carla Wagner to be part of these debates. I'm going to reach out to Senator Jim and see if he would consider allowing me the opportunity to be one of the questioners, one of the moderators for the debate in Traverse City. I'm going to text him and see if he will allow me to do that. So, there you go. Mark your calendar. This is going to be exciting. Up here in northern Michigan, Great Wolf Lodge, going to be on November the 18th. Let me look real quick, see what night that is. Hold down, click, and click. There we go. That's going to be a Tuesday night, November 18th at the Great Wolf Lodge there in Traverse City. It's right on US 31, just north of the big intersection, South Airport Road and 31, just about a half a mile north of the big mall. Out there on the corner, northeast corner, is the mall, about a half a mile up the road on the west side of US 31, just, I believe, south, just south of the Meijer store in Traverse City. So mark your calendars. It'll probably be in the evening. I'm thinking 5-6 o'clock. Come join me. Whether I get to ask questions or not, I'm still going to be there. I want to watch this and see what happens. So you need to come join me. It's going to be a good time. Again, Tuesday, November 18th, Great Wolf Lodge in Traverse City. But it brings up again the question, do we think Congressman Jack Bergman is going to agree to debate Justin Michael? Probably not. He didn't debate anybody else last time. I don't think he ever agreed to debate Josh Saul when Josh took off from his job to run against Jack. But we'll see if he's going to debate Justin. Should be pretty interesting. I don't know why he wouldn't, being the incumbent, seasoned politician. I don't understand why he would be afraid to debate Justin, but we'll wait and see. Now we're going to shift gears. We're going to go to Lansing. And one of the things that you have to understand, this budget process is basically a done deal. The question is going to be exactly when it will be voted on and when will the governor be able to review it, get out her veto pen, and make changes to it. That's going to be the question. Will she make any changes? Will she veto anything? Well, we have no idea. We'll have to wait and see. But we're going to pull that story up, try to start that conversation, and get into our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour. But one of the top stories of the budget deal, the Senate last night passed bills necessary to create the $1.85 billion in new yearly money for roads. The measure did include a 24% wholesale tax on marijuana and directs all state sales tax, all taxes paid at the pump, to go to roads. So we'll continue this story on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. So basically, the number is $1.85 billion, not the original sought after by Speaker Matt Hall, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, wanting between $3.1 and $3.4 billion. They were at $1.85. Measure also includes a 24% wholesale tax on marijuana, and it directs all state taxes paid at the gas pump to go to the roads. But it also has Michigan refraining from giving businesses the same large tax deductions that they got under the federal One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Now, technically, the way the process went, they used House Bills 4180, 81, 82, and 83, which passes the direct state taxes paid at the fuel pumps to go that goes towards gasoline. The bills were substituted in the Senate, so the changes don't occur until the start of 2026. The substitute bills also backfill the school aid fund, which currently receives funding from the sales tax on gas, fully 100%, and it transfers that money lost to the school aid fund. $680 million will now come from the general fund. However, there were some folks that voted against it. 4180 was opposed by Senator Thomas Albert of Lowell, Republican, and Democrat Rosemary Baer from Keegel Harbor. In the House, Joseph Bellino was a no from Monroe, Mark Huizenga from Walker, and Democrats Jeff Irwin from Ann Arbor and Sue Sink from Dexter. Basically, the same folks who opposed 4180 also opposed 4181 and 4182. Now, the last bill, House Bill 4183, makes the gas tax 51 cents overall per gallon. It's up from the 31 cents that does not include the fact that the sales tax is now eliminated. Bottom line, the bills now go to the Senate secretary, where they will have to be voted on for what's called concurrence. That means the Senate passes the House bills, they go back to the House for concurrence, and the vote was taken. 102-7, 102-7, 101-8, and 98-11, respectively. According to the governor's office, the new road funding plan dedicates $100 million to transit-like local bus operations and transformational transit programs, whatever the heck that is. $100 million will go to bridges, $40 million to upgrade rail separation projects for communities that are negatively affected by railroad crossings. However, the lion's share of the new funding, 80% of the $1 billion spending formula, will go towards local roads split between counties and city municipalities. So, pretty interesting. The road funding formula that they finally ended up with, much less than what they were originally hoping for. But we'll see where this goes in the final, where the governor may end up changing some things, making some changes in other bureaucratic departments, and moving the money around, which they can do as the executive branch once the budget is fully passed. Finally, ending the night, roughly House Bill 4951 was passed at 314. That was what led to these other bills being available to vote on. That bill passed 19-17. Kind of amazing how these votes were taken. The 17 that voted against it, Senator John DeMoose, Thomas Albert, John Bumstead from Muskegon, Roger Hoke, Kevin Hertel, Michelle Hatenga, Bill Huizenga, Jeff Irwin, Ruth Johnson, Jonathan Lindsay, Eric Nesbitt, Jim Runstead, Sylvia Santana from Detroit, Sue Sink of Dexter, Lana Tice, Michael Weber voted against the legislation, making up the 17 no votes. Senator Ed McBroom supported the legislation, saying he's excited that out-of-state folks driving into the UP likely won't drive now into his Upper Peninsula district to buy their weed. They might as well stick with the illegal markets where they live. History Lesson with Pastor Chatfield will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Come see the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi,